Catholics around the world are preparing to join Pope Francis on Sunday for an unprecedented worldwide hour of prayer and adoration before the Blessed Sacrament during celebrations for the Feast of Corpus Christi. From 5 to 6 p.m. Rome time, cathedrals and churches throughout the world will be hosting Eucharistic adoration led by the Holy Father in St. Peter's Basilica. This year's Corpus Christi celebrations are tied into the Year of Faith with the theme One Lord, One Faith. Father Charles Rochas, a member of the Emmanuel community, is a priest for the Diocese of Lyon, France, who is currently serving as the chaplain of the Rome-based Emmanuel School of Mission. He spoke with Anne Schneibel about the significance of Sunday's events.
It's a way for us to stay in the center of our faith. I mean, in the Feast of Corpus Christi, we're called to worship the Lord, to adore the Lord in the presence of the Eucharist, and being invited by the Pope to adore the Blessed Sacrament is a strong and powerful way for all of us to stay focused on the center of our faith, the essential part of the Christian faith, meaning the Lord Himself. Because being Christian is all about being a friend of Jesus, and being a friend of Jesus is all about, I would say, staying with Him and looking at Him and also being looked by Jesus and loved by Jesus Himself.
Now, this year's Corpus Christi corresponds obviously with the Year of Faith and comes, you know, just a few months after the new evangelization. This year's celebrations is part of an initiative of the Year of Faith. You know, what role does Eucharistic adoration have in promoting the faith and helping to bring about this new evangelization?
Well, the new evangelization is not marketing. So it's being sent by Jesus into the world to announce His name and salvation. So I would say the reason why we are supposed to evangelize is because Jesus wants us, all of us, to be His missionaries. And so it's definitely a grace from God that is sending us into the world. So it comes from the Lord. And so it's very important for us to first be with Him and be friends of Jesus, to then being able to announce His name around us. I'm not selling a product. I'm announcing someone I'm in love with.